I said, okay, what do I do after Bowdoin? I still feel very, very young, and I still have loads of ideas. And Bach has always been a very, very big part of my soul and my life. And so I said, well, I'd love to start a Bach festival. And I thought, why not do it in Portland, because it's the right time of the year. And so the timing, the place, I have so many friends and supporters in Maine. And so it seemed to me logical to start the festival right here.
Well, tell me, you said Bach is so much a part of your heart and your soul. What? Why?
I have been saying for a while that I think we live in a very crazy world. I mean, what's going on is not only frightening, but it's very hard to accept. And spiritually, no one ever spoke it better than Johann Sebastian Bach. And so for me personally, even before the world was quite as crazy as it is, I performed a great deal of Bach, especially perhaps his greatest work for the solo violin, the Chaconne, which I have done classes on all over the world and performances all over the world. And I thought, why shouldn't I share this with the people of Portland, with the people of Maine? And so using the friends that I have gained over a number of years, I asked them about coming to Portland to be part of this. And virtually everyone I asked not only accepted, but enthusiastically accepted. And for them, Portland, Maine begins to become a second home. And I feel that they share so much my own thinking, and that they too want to share their talent, their spirit, in finding something that really brings peace, some sanity to an individual in this world. And I think there is nothing like it in a church, or in our case, in Etz Chaim, a synagogue.
Why did you choose those in particular? You could have chosen other places. Why those two places?
I think that St. Luke's has one of the best acoustics of any church in Portland or anywhere. It's a wonderful, wonderful church. They also have a wonderful organ, which we haven't used before, but we will be using this year with a brilliant young 23-year-old woman, Caitlin Emerson, playing one of Bach's great, great organ works, the Toccata and Fugue in D minor. And I personally can't wait to hear her play it on the organ in St. Luke's. And Etz Chaim, the synagogue, Bach is not typically played in synagogues. And my own thinking, and I must admit that even a couple of the musicians thought I was a little bit crazy, I said, no, ours is a universal God. It's a universal feeling, and it doesn't matter where we play it. And the rabbi, Berenson, at Etz Chaim, was so welcoming, so marvelous about inviting us to play there. And so we did last year, and will again this year, and I look forward so very much to that concert. And it will be followed by a roundtable discussion, music and religion. And Rabbi Berenson will be one of the speakers, and Arthur Haas, the harpsichordist, who is truly an intellectual, and will speak, I think, largely from a musical point of view. And then another one of our friends and dear supporters, Frank Herron, will be the third panelist. Frank was the minister at the Trinity Church on Wall Street, and then became vicar of the National Cathedral in Washington. So he's one of the most highly respected people in the area. And he told me that he almost went to Juilliard as a singer. He had been accepted there, but he chose the life of theology. But music plays such a big part in his life, and he has been this year an enormous part of our festival and our success. So I think that the panelists, in addition to a great concert, will be wonderful at Etz Chaim.
And what day, what concert is that? What's the day of that concert?
That concert is Thursday, June 21, and all the concerts are at 7:30.
And so tell us a little bit more about the other concerts.
The opening concert on June 17th follows the format that I followed the previous 2 years. We have a brilliant young cellist named Beliang Chu, plays with, as do many of the other artists, with the greatest groups in the world, Baroque groups. And she will play a solo cello suite. And for me, there's nothing as beautiful as the cello alone playing Bach in a church.
And you're a violinist, so that's saying
something. But I love the cello suites. And then a concerto for three violins, which is a reconstruction of the work. We know that it was written for three harpsichords, but it was reconstructed to be for three violins. And it was reconstructed by the husband of one of the three violinists. She's an American, but a professor at the conservatory in Cologne, Germany, where I have a number of connections and resources. She's a graduate of Juilliard and Harvard. Ariadne Daskalakis is her name. And then we do a wonderful cantato, Wachet, Bedet, Pray, Watch Out, Pray, Watch Out.
That's a great title, isn't it?
Oh, it
is. It's just so strong and forceful.
And he means it. And he means it. So we have four of the greatest vocal soloists in the world singing, and a professional small choir, just like it was done in Bach's time, and one of the great trumpet players, Baroque, in the world, John Thiessen, will be back to play the solo parts in that cantata.